This is a spoiler-filled review of Risen, starring Joseph Fiennes and Tom Felton, which is my foray from the Harry Potter series. So if you haven't watched this movie, you should definitely put this on hold and stop with this review, because I'm about to spoil the crap out of this movie. Alright, the synopsis is as follows. You have this, following the epic biblical story of the resurrection, as told through the eyes of a non-believer, Clavius, which is the Joseph's character, is a powerful Roman military tribune, and his aide Lucius, which is Felton, Malfoy, as people would know, are tasked with solving the mystery of what happened to Yahshua, which is Jesus, and in the weeks following the crucifixion, in order to disprove the rumors of a risen Messiah and prevent an uprising in Jerusalem. So, first and foremost, this movie, it's not bad at all. I actually liked it. When I watched it, I wasn't sure what would come out of it, but then as the story progresses, it's like kind of a flashback kind of scenario where you see Clavius and walking down the dirt path, and it's like he's reflecting back on the last couple of days. So it's kind of cool how they did that kind of imagery for him, and they showed the end of the crucifixion, which is like towards the part where they put a spear in the side of Jesus, and they did that part, which I'm kind of glad, because there's a lot of these stories going around where they do lead it up to the crucifixion, and then they kind of like skim over what happens afterwards, and it goes to the part where he actually comes back from the dead. So it's kind of cool to see the hours after the crucifixion and say, all right, let's concentrate on this. Let's figure out what exactly is going to happen here and tell the story. So you have Clavius there. He's a true non-believer. He's the pilot's homeboy. He's really is like up there, top general kind of thing. And to be honest, pilot here in this movie, he's very needy. Every 2 seconds, keep on calling Clavius. I'm looking at him like, yo, bro. Like, every single second. He came in for the battle. Oh, Clavius, come here. Like, an hour later, Clavius, I need you again. 2 hours later, Clavius, come back here. I was like, wow, bro. Ease up. Let the homeboy chill for a bit. So it's kind of crazy. It's to see that kind of relationship between those two characters. So it's really, really funny. And then you see, it's hard to get my mindset, well, not really hard, it was very, very easy, to see Lucius, aka Malfoy, see hit the difference between those two characters. I'm like, you can kind of see his face, but it's not as bad as Harry Potter, where you can see they're both faced. I'm like, yep, yeah, you can't get away from these movies, you're just that character for now. So it's kind of cool seeing that he's able to branch out a little bit and be in this semi-major role, because he's like the third person in this movie that's actually out there. So it's kind of cool to see that. And the amount of things that happen in this movie is just ridiculous. Hats off to Cliff Curtis, because he played a good Yeshua. He seems very charismatic, and it's like, yeah, that's what you want. You want someone that's charismatic enough to keep you going, but not too pretty, quotation marks. I remember back when they had the other movie, it's not Passion of Christ, it's another one, I believe, where they said Jesus was too pretty. And I said, oh, okay, I guess that's fine, I guess. I don't know. So watching this one, I was like, oh, he looks kind of cool. And everyone's flocking around him. And how they showed Clavius start to believe over a period of time was awesome, because he's like, nah, that's not true. He's like the top general, so he's going around killing folks, trying to find out what exactly is going down, because they're confused. They're really, really confused, because they're not sure what's happening. The Yeshua comes back from the dead. Folks are like, nope, not true. So when they try to go figure that out, I thought it's going to be more of a thriller slash action movie, kind of. Like, you know, kind of like, I would say, like Jason Bourne in a way, kind of. But it wasn't. It was slightly different, so I didn't mind it too much. So when they actually find when Clavius finds Lucius, or not Lucius, when Clavius finds Yeshua, they have that one moment where he stands back. He's like, what's happening here? Oh no, things are crazy right now. And he backs off and he kind of like stumbles. He's like, this is not true. This is really not true. You can't be seeing this right now. Hold on. And then that part itself just drew me in. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool how they played that off right there. And then he disappeared like that. And I was like, oh, what's happening? Magician. He's out there making magic. So it's kind of cool to see that. And then after a time, he starts to slowly but surely warm up to the group of the disciples. And he's like, all right, I kind of believe you guys. Don't know what to say. I can't go back home because they're about to kill me too. So it's like, I guess I'm stuck out here. I'll just walk around the earth and figure out what I want to do. So the story itself wasn't bad at all. I liked it pretty much. They could have cut out maybe 15 minutes of it because it did felt slow in certain parts. I can't picture what parts exactly, but there were some slower parts where they could have sped it up just a little bit and have been a tighter movie. All in all, I'll say definitely go watch this movie. You can spend that ticket money. I'll say go spend a regular matinee or even a regular price ticket, either one. It's a pretty good movie. You should go see it. It's better than any other movie out right now that isn't Deadpool. Yeah, I can see that, yeah. It isn't Deadpool. It's better than every other movie except for that one. So yeah, go see it. You can find me on social media. Definitely let me know what your comments are down below. If you liked the movie, if you didn't like the movie, let me know. You can find me on social media on Instagram and Twitter at Dwight Antc. That's DWIGHTANTC. Again, that's DWIGHTANTC. And that's it. I'm out.